With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. After a week of talking about it, the Biden administration orders airstrikes against Iranian targets following a deadly drone attack against U.S. forces.
The U.S. military took aim at dozens of sites in Iraq and Syria used by Iranian-backed militias and the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the targets were carefully chosen based on evidence
that they were connected to attacks on U.S. personnel in the region.
He says the Pentagon is in the early stage of battle damage assessment.
But we believe that the strikes were successful.
President Biden said the response to the attack on American forces will continue at times and places of our choosing. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Speaker of the House Mike Johnson's criticizing the administration for waiting a week to respond to the deadly drone attack, saying, quote, unfortunately, the administration waited for a week and telegraphed to the world, including to Iran, the nature of our response, end quote. New polling in the California U.S. Senate race shows Congressman Adam Schiff in the lead, according to a poll by California Elections and Policy. The Burbank Democrat got 25% support from those surveyed. Democrat Congresswoman Katie Porter is tied with Republican Steve Garvey. Democrat Representative Barbara Lee is the only other contender, 7%. Also at SRNnews.com, U.S. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas says the fate of the country may rest on the Lone Star State. Correspondent Bob Agnew.
Leftist billionaire George Soros has been pumping money into Democrat coffers in Texas, close to $1 million, according to the latest tally. Senator Ted Cruz says much of that money is intended to keep him from winning re-election in November. Part of what Cruz says is a much broader strategy, writing on X, quote, if the Democrats flip Texas, the country is gone. Bob Agnew reporting.
This is SRN News. Americans are worried. They tell pollsters of a growing sense of unease about the country's future, and many fear 2024 will be the breaking point. But Pastor Greg Allare has a different perspective.
I'm not worried about it because I know God is in control. I don't know what the future holds, but I know who holds the future. And so I walk into this year with confidence.
He says no matter how bad it gets, those who put their faith in Christ can have peace of mind.
The Bible says when you see these things begin to happen, that is, things that are often frightening and seem unstable, we should look up because our redemption is drawing near. The Bible doesn't say when you see these things begin to happen, freak out. So I would say don't be afraid. Look to God. Trust in him. He's in control. Nothing is catching him by surprise.
Laurie leads Harvest Christian Fellowship in Riverside, California. This is SRN News. The South Carolina Senate approves a gun bill.
The bill would allow anyone who can legally own a gun to carry their weapon in public. The bill would also provide free gun training that is currently needed to get a concealed weapons permit and create an ad campaign letting people know about the open carry of weapons and the classes. Supporters estimate that this could cost the state at least $4 million. The Senate altered the House bill, so that chamber will have to approve the changes before the proposal can go to the governor. John Scott reporting.
Washington State Liquor and Cannabis Board will change their lewd conduct policy so as not to offend queer trans bars and venues across the Seattle area. Changes include immediate suspension of enforcing their lewd conduct rule. It comes after 18 bars were visited by agents and police last weekend. Four of those places are well-known within the LGBTQ community. Two receive write-ups for lewd conduct violations. More details at SRNnews.com.